They ducked down in the West Wimpole Mews, sir.
Aha, clever little saucermen.
Oh, look, there they go, into that cheese shop.
We have them trapped. Come on.
They do look a little like heads of cheese, don't they, sir?
That's precisely why they choose a cheese shop for refuge. We must be careful. These alien intelligences may well be armed. Ready?
Yes, sir.
In we go, then. After you.
Nothing here but cheese, sir.
Nothing here but cheese.
No one's about. That's odd, sir.
Yes, quite odd.
A good day, Constable. Inspector. Sorry to keep you waiting. I was in the back room sorting cheese and heard the bells. Now, which one of you is first?
What do you mean by that?
The bell rang twice. One of you must be first.
Not necessarily.
Oh?
What she means, Rutherford, is that she heard the bell ring twice, and so she concluded one of us is first. But in reality, the first time the bell rang, it was the aliens.
Oh.
I beg your pardon?
You saw no one enter the back room?
No.
No small, obviously extraterrestrial creatures?
They sort of resemble little round wheels of cheese, Mum.
Oh, my, no, nothing like that.
And what is your name?
Mrs. Pickwick. I'm proprietress of this, the West Wimpole News cheese shop.
I see.
Are they Martians?
We cannot be precisely certain until they are apprehended.
They are most likely, Mum.
Oh.
They are in this cheese shop.
No.
Somewhere. They may have crawled into this display case and right now are laying there silent, still, playing the eternal possum, disguised as a wheel of cheese.
What? Martians in my display case?
Afraid so, Mum.
We can disregard all the wheels of cheese that have a wedge removed.
If I may say, sir, perhaps the Martians have disguised themselves to look as though they'd been wedged.
Good point.
Cheesemen of Mars?
There is only one conceivable way of discerning the real from the mock cheese. I suggest that we slice every block of cheese in the shop until one of them, or two as the case is actually, scream.
Well then, are you considering a pain threshold?
What?
How can you anticipate how much pain a Martian can endure?
She has a good point there, sir.
Right, I have it this time. It so happens that Constable Rutherford here is the foremost cheese connoisseur of Twiddleton-on-Three-Pods.
Oh, thank you. Inspector Officer here is the foremost cheese connoisseur of Tinkertoon-on-Three-Toad.
Thank you.
And I am the foremost cheese connoisseur of Twiddledee-on-Teddy-Bear. Yes. That is why I am in this business, so I may nibble my own woes wares.
Excellent. Three cheese connoisseurs versus the cheese men of Mars. The rest is a matter of taste. Now we know exactly what to expect when our sensitive incisors, located at the apex of the dental arch, pierces the surface of a specific species of cheese, and our respective tongues caress the delectable morsel.
When you bought into cheddar, you expect cheddar, and cheddar is what you get because you expected cheddar. And if it's not cheddar, then it's Martian.
We understand, Inspector.
All right. Shall we proceed?
I'm ready.
Ready here, sir.
Right. Constable Rutherford will secure the sector of the display case that houses the lightly packaged varieties of silver foil dessert cheese.
Oh, thank you. My favourite, sir.
Precisely. Now, Mrs. Pickwick, we'll take the...
But one thing, sir. I thought the alien Martians resembled wheels of cheese, not little packages like these.
I don't want Martians in me cheese shop.
Right.
Let's get on with it.
Right, but first, the ground rules.
No.
I believe it's necessary that we clear each sampling of cheese by verbally reporting, i.e., Italian Gorgonzola stands the test.
Can't we just take a bite and say, this tastes like Gorgonzola?
Oh, right, but I prefer the Gorgonzola is true or faithful.
Faithful?
How about genuine?
I have it your own way, but be precise. Ready? On your mark. Get set now.
Human idiot.
Begin. Report.
Camembert is camembert.
Oh, the Gouda is very good.
Ricotta stands the test. Report.
I like that brie.
Ah, the edam is delightful.
Provolone stands the test. Report.
Port salad's all right.
And the Havarti is heavenly.
The Parmesan stands the test. Report.
The Danish blue is, okay, sir.
The Fontina is thrilling.
The Romano stands the test. Report.
Gjetost is, Gjetost.
The Gruyere is majestic.
Italian Gorgonzola stands the test.
I'm going on to the Greek.
And I'm moving to the Cheddars. Report.
The Feta is, Feta.
The Munster is marvellous.
What kind of cheddar is this?
That's sharp.
It tastes slightly odd.
Odd? My cheddar?
Do you think it's Martian?
How do we know what a Martian is supposed to taste like?
Well, don't, do we? Mm. Report!
The Cassari is a... all right.
The Jarlsberg is rapturous.
The sharp cheddar passes the test. However, the mild cheddar does not.
Is it them, sir?
I'm not certain. Try some of this, Rutherford.
Yes, sir.
If you would be so kind as to join us, Mrs. Pickwick.
Who's going to pay for my cheddar?
Oh, I haven't come across any bones.
Incredible pain they must be able to endure.
I've just had a disturbing thought, sir.
What is it?
If we eat these Martians, maybe we'll become like them.
You should have considered that before we started, Rutherford.
I feel a little sick, sir.
I should think so. You've just devoured a wheel of mild cheddar.
I would think the Martian would be sharp cheddar, not mild.
You're turning a slight shade of puce, Rutherford.
Good Lord.
Am I, sir?
Yes, indeed.
You're certain you haven't eaten any Martian?
Certain, sir. If you'll excuse me, I'll step into the back room and puke, sir.
Try not to notice it.
Crude old boy, isn't he?
He is, but consistent.
Inspector!
What is it, Rutherford?
The Martians are tied up back here.
What?
Oh, dear.
You want me to roll them out front, sir?
If you would. You have some explaining to do, Mrs. Pickwick.
Here they both are, sir.
Aiding and abetting extraterrestrials.
I was going to sell them.
Sell these Martians?
Yes.
Sell them as what, Mrs. Pickwick?
Exotic common cheddar.
Exotic common cheddar? Yes. What a distinct lack of imagination.
You think so, eh? Take a taste for yourself.
I'll do that. I'll just slice a thin wedge from this fat Martian there. It's delicious.
Common cheddar, sir?
Not exactly.
More exotic, isn't it?
No, I'd say not.
Yes, it is.
Try it, Rutherford.
Oh, I don't think I could take another bite, sir.
No, this is excellent. Mrs. Pickwick?
Yes?
Slice a slim morsel from that of the Martian, will you?
The older one has more flavour.
We'll see.
Here you go, Constable.
I don't... No.
Slice me a piece of that one, please.
I still say the older one tastes better. Here you are, dearie.
Superb. Exquisitely delicate.
Too tame for my taste. I prefer the older one.
Poor taste. Difficult to place, isn't it?
Well, it is marsh.
Good, though.
Very good. Mm.
I like my finger.
Well, there. Excuse me. We seem to have polished them off.
You ate both me Martians.
You helped, you know.
Too bad. But the Martian menace has been consumed.
Yes, but someone has to pay for them.
Who among us can say the true value of a Martian?
I was going to charge 10 and 6 a pound.
Yes, but they're both gone now. Well, shall we, Constable?
Yes, sir. Evening, Mum.
Evening, Mrs. Pickwick.
I got them. They were mine.
Walking quietly along altogether when the farthest thing from my mind left a strange impression to the left of the direction in which our tiny feet carried us. It became a great peacock, towering and livid, just north of the road this side of the river. The bird was at least 10 feet high, and its tail span spread over an area as big as a barn. Brightly colored and most startling. It was difficult to go about one's business and continue on down the road. Once again, I glanced over at the bird. It was still there. As a matter of fact, it remained there without moving a feather as our entire caravan traveled by, and even as the last cow lumbered off in the distance and the dust settled slowly, I could see, by turning my head under my yoke, the unmistakable glow from the eyes of his tail reflected over the horizon.
People doing?